No chance!
Damn it.
My sniper zombies are everywhere. I'll offer you a deal. You give me the Lazarus Bowl, and I'll give you Scully.
Mulder!
How about this deal? You give me Scully, I don't smash the Lazarus Bowl and shove the pieces where the Son of God don't shine. You cigarette-smoking mackerel snapper. I break the Lazarus Bowl, and all your sniper zombies go back to being good little well-behaved corpses.
You don't fool me, Mulder. That bowl is your holy grail, encoded in its ancient ceramic grooves are the words Jesus spake when he raised Lazarus from the dead, still capable of raising the dead 2,000 years later. Proof positive of the paranormal. You could no sooner destroy that than let the redhead die.
Come on, man. Don't break the bowl. You don't want to go back to being dead. There's no food. No women, no dancing. Save the bull. And we'll dump that ciggy-smoking stooge for you. And you'll be the new king of the dead.
I'd rather serve in heaven than rule in hell.
Flashlight, Mulder, or you just happy to be lying on top of me?
My flashlight. Oh, that.
For those 7 long years, I've been waiting for just the right moment, Scully.
Oh, you sick man, Mulder. Go on.
I love you, Scully. No ifs, ands, or
yesterday, a small pipe bomb ripped through the crypt of Christ Church here in D.C. There were no casualties, no thefts, no note making any demand.
Who's taking credit for it?
Nobody.
She, Jodie Foster's foster child on a Payless budget, he's like a Jehovah's Witness meets Harrison Ford's witness.
Christ Church, isn't that Cardinal O'Fallon's church?
Yes, O'Fallon's residence is adjacent to the crypt.
Who's Cardinal O'Fallon?
Cardinal O'Fallon, perhaps.
He's one of the most powerful men in the church today. His name often comes up as a possibility for the first American pope.
I don't want to be myopic here, sir, but this looks like a straight-up terrorist act for the ATF.
Myopic?
Yes, it does.
You can answer your phone.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be rude.
So who the hell is this guy?
Hello?
This is Wayne Fetterman. He's an old buddy of mine from college. He's a writer out in Hollywood now, and he's working on an FBI-based movie. He's asked me to give him access.
Screenwriter?
It's actually it's a writer slash producer.
Well, that's actually just a hindrance slash pain in the neck.
Yo. Agent Mulder, I don't want to eat your lunch. I'm just here for some procedural flavor, just a taste.
I have no idea what you just said.
Well, the skin man's filled me in on your particular bent. He said that you come at things maybe a little fakakta, a little Star Trek-y, which is the exact vibe I'm looking for this thing I'm doing. It's a Silence of the Lambs meets greatest story ever told type thing. It's beautiful, and I will not be in your way. I'll be strictly Heisenbergian. The hologram.
Agent Mulder, Mr. Fetterman will accompany you today to Christchurch, where he will act as an observer on this case. You will extend to him every courtesy and protection you would a friend of mine and a friend of the Bureau's. Agent Scully, I require your services here for the morning.
Sir, have I pissed you off in a way that's more than normal?
Just curious if she's more than your partner.
Wayne.
Hey, what happened?
Cardinal O'Fallon, can you think of anyone who might make an attempt on your life?
Church always has enemies, Agent Mulder.
The size of the bomb would have limited its destruction to just the crypt itself. Is there anything down there worth targeting?
Not really. Just some old bones, artifacts, relics, documents that we store down there in the cold. We like to think of it as God's refrigerator.
That's a great line.
Thank you.
God's refrigerator.
Wait, shut up.
No treasures to the outside world. Things of negligible monetary value, of great spiritual value to the church, ancient devotional texts, medieval relics.
How about the Shroud of Turin?
No, I'm afraid not. But we do have the bathrobe of St. Peter.
You're kidding.
Yes, I am.
That's a good line.
Thank you.
Wait. Who comes down to the crypt here?
Only myself. A half a mile of catacombs here. I like to walk here during lunch. That's where the bomb went off.
My instinct, Cardinal, is to see this desecration of the dead less as a murder attempt and more as a terrorist act, a message.
This isn't me. I think it's you.
Excuse me. That's not me.
Let me check. Not me. Never got reception here.
Would that be St. Jude's cell phone, Cardinal?
Micah Hoffman, Willie Mays, and Frank Serpico. That's my holy trinity, Scully.
Of course, I'm too young to remember, but wasn't he some kind of a 60s campus radical like a Jerry Rubin or Mario Savio?
Yeah, name a 60s counterculture movement, and Micah Hoffman was at or near the center of it. He was one of the original weathermen. He was the first yippie. He was a better poet than Ginsberg, and he was also the starting shortstop for his Columbia baseball team.
Then in the 70s, didn't he go real low profile?
Yeah, right after Altamont. He was never really heard from again.
Ah, the Stones get blamed for everything. I don't get it.
This should be it here.
What did Skinner want you for this morning?
Just paperwork.
Hmm.
Mulder, we should have a warrant.
Hey, it's only the Constitution. No big deal.
Wow.
Dysfunction.
Mulder, sorry to denigrate a third of your trinity, but looks like Hoffman was killed by one of his own bombs.
Well, from Dharma bomb to Dharma bomb.
I knew Hoffman was a master potter.
Yeah, well, it appears he was a master calligrapher as well. Well, we've got gum arabic and sodium hydroxide here. Whew, these would be used to age the ink and the paper prematurely. It's a forger's trick.
Well, from counterculture to counterfeiter.
All right, one more pun and I pull out my gun. Billy, look at that. Christos. Looks like a religious text. Can you read Greek at all?
Well, it's pretty rusty. But it looks like some kind of lost gospel. A gospel of Mary Magdalene. And an account of Christ's life on earth after the resurrection.
After?
Yeah. It's a heretical text, Mulder. Mythical, I should say, but long rumored to be in existence.
Well, what would Micah Hoffman be doing with heretical religious texts?
Well, I think the question is, what would Hoffman be doing forging them?
I think the real question, agents, is what might O'Fallon be doing with Hoffman's forgeries? You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Don't shoot! I like the way you guys work. No warrants, no permission. No research. They're like studio executives with guns. Should I call you Agent Mulder or Mr. Mulder? Or, like, do you have a nickname or something like that?
Shh, shh, shh.
Like Skin Man? Just ignore me.
What's that? Looks like the same Gospel of Mary Scully ID'd over at Hoffman's place.
So is this a forgery or is this a real thing?
Well, there is no real Gospel of Mary, Fetterman. The original would be a fake.
All right, so is this a real fake or a fake fake? Or... That's me. Yeah. No, I can hear you. It's just your voice is... There's like a crackly sound, and then I hear a syllable. Stop yelling. Yelling isn't helping the situation. Just talk. Yeah, you're breaking up. No, let me call you back. Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going through a crypt.
Sure that it was dark in there and that your eyes were playing tricks on you and you've been influenced by ghost stories and horror movies that take place in crypts and graveyards, and you hallucinated this vision of these dancing bones trying to reconstruct this bowl.
No, I didn't hallucinate. That was mechanical or CGI.
Fetterman, that wasn't a movie. That was real life.
The difference being... Well, I have got my flavor here, so
I appreciate all your help. I've got a movie to write.
You're leaving? You don't want to get to the bottom of this?
Not especially.
Well, you know, sometimes truth can be stranger than fiction.
Well, fiction is quicker than truth and cheaper. You want my advice? You're both crazy.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're crazy for believing what you believe, and you're crazy for not believing what he believes. I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
I miss him already.
You know, Mulder, I know that Fetterman's BSing you, so I'm really hesitant to mention this. But his story reminds me of the Lazarus Bowl.
The Lazarus Bowl?
We had this wacky nun in Catholic school, Sister Callahan. We used to call her Sister Spooky because she would tell us scary stories all the time.
Twisted sister. It's my kind of nun, you know.
Well, she would hold up an old piece of wood with a rusty nail in it, and she would say, this is an actual piece of the cross that Christ's wrist was nailed to. Or she'd show us a vial of red liquid and say that it was John the Baptist's blood or something.
She'd be in prison today, you realize that?
Well, she would tell the story of when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and she said that there was this old woman who was Lazarus's aunt or something.
Lazarus's aunt?
Who was spinning a clay bowl on a wheel nearby, and that Christ's words, the actual incantation to raise the dead, were recorded in the clay grooves of the pottery, just like the way music is recorded into vinyl.
You see, it's just not true that you can't get good science at Catholic school. It's a lie.
Well, Sister Spooky says that these words in the clay still have the power to raise the dead, just like Jesus raised Lazarus.
That is a very cool story coming from you, Scully. I'll have Chuck Burks meet you over at my office, see if this clay has Christ's greatest hits on it, and I'm gonna go have another audience with Cardinal O'Fallon.
There's music in the air, Agent Scully. Everything that exists vibrates and therefore sings. The street, your internal organs, electricity, everything. Here, I'll show you. You see, this is my voice bouncing around in the red here. And all this yellow is ambient sound that we habitually tune out. It's the hum of my hardware, Mulder's porn tapes on pause, the sounds from the street. Everything we hear, but we don't know we hear, I can hear it with this machine.
Oh. What is it?
Who made this?
We're not sure. Either a forger by the name of Micah Hoffman, or someone else in the vicinity of Jesus Christ.
Buzzing. Whoever did it, some kind of musical genius. This clay is vibrating in all the keys at once. It's heavenly.
Can you translate what it says there for me, please?
Did you recover them from the crypt?
Yes.
And then Jesus took his beloved Mary Magdalene in an embrace. An embrace not of God and woman, but of man and woman. And Jesus said to Mary, love the body, for it is all of the soul that our senses can perceive.
And how about these?
These appear to be copies of the original.
Rough drafts.
How?
They're all forgeries, sir. Did you buy these from Michael Hoffman?
I thought they were real.
I can understand that. Hoffman was a master. My partner had them analyzed, and they're virtually indistinguishable from the real thing. The paper is authentic, the ink, the hand, the diction, everything. Hoffman was also an explosives expert. Do you have any idea what he might have been doing with a bomb in the crypt? Can you think of anybody who might have wanted to kill Michael Hoffman?
No.
Why were you hiding the documents, sir?
When Micah came to me with these, as I then thought, ancient texts, and our experts verified them, he exploded a bomb in my heart. The Christ that I'd loved was not the Christ in these texts.
So you bought them in order to hide them?
To keep others feeling the despair and the anger that I felt. To protect people from what I can now see they needed no protection from.
Why didn't you just destroy the documents yourself?
I thought they were real. I hated them. I despised them. I would have liked to destroy them, but I couldn't. Just be made a fool of a crime, Agent Mulder.
I'd be doing life if it were, sir.
Scully.
Hey, Scully, it's me. Can you horn in on the Hoffman autopsy for me?
Why?
I got a feeling Hoffman was dead before he died. He was blackmailing O'Fallon with those forgeries. Maybe O'Fallon retaliated.
Mulder, this bowl. Your buddy Chuck Burke says that it has properties he's never seen before.
Hey, hold on a second. That's my other line. Yeah, Mulder.
Agent Mulder?
Yeah.
It's Wayne / Fetterman out in L.A.
Oh, I can't really talk about the case, you know.
That's all right. Skin Man's keeping me in the loop. Listen, who do you see playing you in the movie?
I'm in the movie?
It's a character loosely based on you. It's more of an amalgamation.
Hold on a second, Wayne. Hey, Sister Spooky, I gotta take this.
I'll call you after the autopsy.
Thanks. How about Richard Gere?
Yeah, okay. Seriously.
What if I said to you the name Gary Shandling?
Wayne, you're breaking up. It sounded like you said Gary Shandling.
Gary Shandling
signed on to play the amalgamation loosely based on you.
And Taya Leone playing the amalgamation loosely based on your partner.
You stud? The movie's called The Lazarus Bowl.
How do you know about The Lazarus Bowl?
The Skin Man.
Listen, Shandling and Leone want to meet you guys. Get your flavor. It's an actor type thing.
Come on out to the studio on our dime. We'll make it nice.
Hey, who's going to play Skinner in the movie?
Richard Gere.
Fracturing of skull and surface abrasions initially consistent with concussive force injuries. I am now weighing the heart, which is relatively normal, although somewhat large.
I'm going to need that when you're done with it.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
I am who I am. Noli me tangere, baby.
Scully?
In Michael Hoffman's stomach, there were traces of red wine and strychnine.
Man, oh man, a Shevitz communion wine, I bet. Mm. I bet O'Fallon poisoned Hoffman and then placed his body near the explosion to cover his tracks.
It's possible, Mulder.
I could get a warrant for O'Fallon.
You're the one God living in truth. For all eternity, you live an unapproachable life.
Mulder.
Source of all goodness.
Let's allow the man
to take fill your creatures with every blessing. Lead all men to the joyful vision of your life. In our joy, we sing to your glory with all the choirs of angels. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Thank you.
Sura to Est.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you in peace. My peace I give. Look not on us,
but on
the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom. Amen.
Augustine O'Fallon, you're under arrest for the murder of Micah Hoffman. You have the right to remain silent.
Oh, my God.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Do you see what I see?
Yes, I do.
Is that Micah Hoffman?
Yes, it is.
Misidentification of a corpse and subsequent unrequested autopsy.
Sir, the dead man looked very much like Micah Hoffman. He had Hoffman's ID on
him. Scully, if I'm carrying Marilyn Monroe's purse, do you assume that I slept with JFK? Agent Mulder, the FBI has always prided itself in the speedy expedition of its cases, but this is the first time, and I hope you're as proud of this as I am, that we've ever attempted to pursue a murder case where the victim was still alive and healthy.
A bomb went off, a crime's been committed, there's a dead body nobody seems to give a damn about. O'Fallon's been less than forthcoming, and Hoffman, at the very least, is guilty of forgery and extortion.
Agent Mulder, you will leave O'Fallon alone. You will leave Hoffman alone, and Agent Scully, you'll put your trigger-happy scalpel away.
Best case scenario, you get to keep your jobs. Worst case, O'Fallon and the church bring a huge, embarrassing lawsuit against the Bureau, which will feature you two as its sacrificial lambs. As of right now, I'm forcing you to take a 4-week leave, effective immediately, pending review.
I think this whole Richard Gere thing is going to Skinner's head.
We're off this case, Mulder.
Compadres! I teased out something very fabulous from your pottery there. Layered in under the ambience. There. Guess what language that is.
Chuck, I've had a bad day.
It's a dead language. I had a linguist in here to listen to the recording. It's Aramaic.
It's the language of Christ, Paul. Did your linguist happen to translate it?
Yes, he did. It's in two parts. The first part here roughly translates as, I am the walrus, I am the walrus, Paul is dead, cuckoo, ka-choo. Although there is no Aramaic word for walrus, so it literally says, I am the bearded cow-like sea beast.
What's the second part?
Second part's a little freakier. Here.
What is it?
It appears to be one man commanding another to rise from the dead.
I am become Jesus Christ.
I am become skeptical.
There I was, totally bumming after Altman, and I thought, throw in the towel and go to law school or continue to fight and become a forger of scandalous religious documents.
Well, I suppose that's a choice every young, gifted American male is faced with.
I knew O'Fallon from college. He was a divinity professor of mine.
Oh, at Columbia?
Yeah. And he's a decent man, but with an overweening pride and sense of responsibility, born of a fundamental lack of respect for the human animal. He believes in God, but not in man. A man's ability to choose to live in freedom. He has Christ in his brain, but not in his heart.
So, you created a Christ in these forgeries that was more suited to your particular worldview.
Yeah. But before I could write like Christ, I had to become him. In much the same way, I imagine, an actor who plays a part becomes that part. So I immersed myself in Jesus Christ. Not just the church and teachings, but the man. The custom of his time, the language, the vibe, the feeling of Christ.
So why didn't O'Fallon and the elders go outside the church for authentication?
Because the forgeries were too damning of the church. They couldn't risk the exposure. But then, something truly weird came over me.
Remorse?
Conversion, Agent Scully. the lightning bolt that transformed Saul to Paul on the road to Damascus. One day, I was not just impersonating Jesus Christ. I had become him. That's why I blew up the crypt. The forgeries were blasphemous and needed to be destroyed.
How did your cell phone get on the dead man in the crypt?
God works in mysterious ways.
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems. But those whom we are using cannot think. They are the dead, brought to assimilate life by our electroguns. It's open! You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think.
So frightened by those who cannot. The dead.
Couldn't sleep either, huh?
Well, our ship should be rejected.
9-9 from outer space?
Yeah. It's the Ed Wood investigative method. This movie is so profoundly bad in such a childlike way that it hypnotizes my conscious critical mind and frees up my right brain to make sociopoetic leaps. And I started flashing on Hoffman and O'Fallon. How there's this archetypal relationship, like Hoffman's Jesus to O'Fallon's Judas, or Hoffman's Jesus to O'Fallon's Dostoevsky's Grand Inquisitor, or Hoffman's Jesus to O'Fallon's St. Paul.
How about Hoffman's Roadrunner to O'Fallon's Wile E. Coyote? Mulder.
Yeah.
Do you think it's at all possible that Hoffman is really Jesus Christ?
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Well, no, I don't. But crazy people can be very persuasive.
Well, yes, I know that. Maybe true faith is really a form of insanity.
Are you directing that at me?
No. I'm directing it at myself and at Ed Wood.
Well, you know, even a broken clock is right 730 times a year.
How?
42.
You've seen this movie 42 times?
Yes.
Can't afford to take any chances.
Doesn't that make you sad? It makes me sad.
You ever been to Hollywood?
Oh, a couple of times, a few years ago.
You're going to be there in the morning. Just a few minutes from Hollywood, in the town of San Fernando. Reports have come in of saucers flying so low the exhaust...
You know, Scully, we've got 4 weeks probation vacation and nothing to do, and Wayne Fetterman's invited us out to L.A. to watch his movie being filmed, and God knows I could use a little sunshine. Scully.
California, here we come.
So glad you could hang.
Sure.
Come on. Why don't you meet the people that are going to play you? Gary Shanley, Taya Leone, this is Agents Mulder and
Hi.
Scully.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
Big fan.
Huh.
Fox Mulder.
No kidding. Well, you know, while I've got you here, maybe you could show me how to run in these things. Right over here, I was thinking, because I tell you, I mean, I'm having a hell of a time with these people.
Hey,
Hi.
How are you? Seriously, listen, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you dress to the left or to the right?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Look, when I play a character, I need to find his center, his sort of rudder, so to say, and then everything comes from that.
I guess mostly to the left.
Mostly?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. To the left.
Mm-hmm.
Wardrobe.
Rolling.
And Rolando.
Come on now, kick it in the ass and action zombies.
What is this?
Cut. Go ahead. Ruin my career.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Zombie, sir? What the hell is this? What the hell's in my mouth? What's Taya Leone's shoulder made of? Craft service, what is Taya Leone's shoulder made of?
Turkey, just like you asked for.
Turkey. Miss Leone's shoulder's made of turkey.
Tofurkey! I asked for tofurkey! I'm a vegetarian! Half the zombies are vegetarian! Oh, my God! The people are not on turkey!
Hello?
Hey, Mulder, it's me. What are you doing?
I'm working at the computer. What are you doing?
I'm packing. Just, you know, getting ready for our trip back to D.C. tomorrow.
You know, Scully, I was just thinking about Lazarus, Ed Wood, and those tofurkey-eating zombies. How come when people come back from the dead, they always want to hurt the living?
Well, that's because people can't really come back from the dead, Mulder. I mean, ghosts and zombies are just projections of our own repressed, cannibalistic, and sexual fears and desires. They are who we fear that we are at heart, just mindless automatons who can only kill and eat.
Party pooper. Well, I got a new theory. I say that when zombies try to eat people, that's just the first stage. You see, they've just come back from being dead, so they're going to do all the things they missed from when they were alive. So first they're going to eat, then they're going to drink, then they're going to dance and make love.
Oh, I see. So it's just that we never get to stay with them long enough to see the gentler side of the undead.
Exactly. Hold on a second. That's my little line. Hello?
Agent Mulder, it's Assistant Director Skinner. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time.
No, sir. I'm just at the computer.
Listen, I just wanted to apologize for coming down so hard on you during the Hoffman / O'Fallon case.
Oh. I appreciate that, Skin Man.
Don't call me that.
Yes, sir. Where are you now?
I'm right underneath you.
I'm in L.A. at the same hotel as you. Right below you and Agent Scully. Fetterman got me a associate producer credit on the movie.
A.P. Skinner, huh? So what are you up to right now, sir?
I'm taking a bubble bath.
Hold on, just one second, sir. Hey, Scully, Skin Man is calling me from a bubble bath.
It's still me, Mulder.
Hold on one second, sir. Scully?
Yeah.
Yeah, Skinner is calling me from a bubble bath.
Wow. He's really gone Hollywood.
Totally.
You know, Mulder, speaking of Hollywood, I think that Taya Leone has a little crush on you.
Yeah, right. Like Taya Leone's ever gonna have a crush on me.
I think that Shanling likes you a bit, too.
Really?
I love you, Scully. No ifs, ands, or...
Pete. Wait, Mulder. I can't.
I know this feels wrong because we're friends and we treat each other as equals, but...
No.
What was that?
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Well, what then?
I'm in love with Assistant Director Walter Skinner.
That's it, Scully. I just can't take it anymore.
Shh, Mulder, sit down.
What does he have that I don't have?
A bigger flashlight.
I got it so wrong, Scully.
I got a page from the Washington Bureau. Micah Hoffman was murdered tonight. Murdered in his own home by Cardinal Fallon, who then hanged himself. A murder-suicide.
It's Jesus and Judas, Scully.
It's all over now.
No, no. This is beginning. Hoffman and O'Fallon were these complicated, flawed, beautiful people, and now they'll just be remembered as jokes because of this movie. The character based on O'Fallon is listed in the credits as cigarette-smoking pontiff. How silly is that?
Pretty silly.
Yeah, what about us? How are we going to be remembered now because of this movie?
Well, hopefully the movie will tank.
What about all the dead people who are forever silent and can't tell their stories anymore? They're all going to have to rely on Hollywood to show the future how we lived, and it'll all become oversimplified and trivialized and cigarette-smoking pontificized and become as plastic and meaningless as a stupid plastic Lazarus bowl.
I think the dead are beyond caring what people think about them. Hopefully we can adopt the same attitude. You do know that there aren't real dead people out there, right? That this is a movie set?
The dead are everywhere, Scully.
Well, we're alive. And we're relatively young. And Skinner was so tickled by the movie.
I bet he was.
That he has given us a Bureau credit card to use for the evening. Come on.
Mulder, I have something to confess.
What's that?
I'm in love with associate producer Walter Skinner.
me too.
This.